Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
JamesAllen.com is the online destination to easily design a customized engagement ring and save up to 50% compared to traditional stores. You pick a diamond, whether it's lab-created or earth-created, James Allen has over 200,000 conflict-free stones. Then you pick your ring setting and metal. And if you need some help, they have real-time diamond consultations available where an expert can walk you through it all. Get 25% off your order at JamesAllen.com code podcast. That's JamesAllen.com code podcast.
Here's my question. Well, there's more than one, I'll just be honest. If what the Bucks front office wanted was an experienced coach that could take their championship roster, a roster they believe is still in the window for a title, they've got Damian Lillard now to go along with Giannis. If what they wanted was a veteran head coach with championship experience, why not hire Doc Rivers in the first place? He was available, but instead of hiring him in the first place, you undercut Adrian Griffin by bringing Doc on as a consultant. Now, if Adrian and Doc developed a relationship that was built on trust and communication, and Adrian wanted to learn from Doc because Griffin is, in fact, a first-year head coach. I don't even know if you call him first year. He's a 43-game coach. Was the whole idea always to get Doc in the door so you could then fire Griffin at the opportune time? This is crazy to me. Not because I believe they were going to win a championship. I don't know. I certainly know it doesn't look as seamless with Giannis and with Damian Lillard as what many people expected. Right away, they were the hot button, hot take pick to win the championship. And I'll be damned if they didn't win 30 of their first 43 games. But somehow, if you read between the lines, if you actually watch what's happening on the court, the two stars still working it out. That should not be a surprise. Kevin Durant assimilating with the Suns, that's taking time too. I mean, I'm not even sure Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic have figured it out yet. They might be the same person. Have you ever really seen them together?
We get this party started.
It's not as easy as it sounds or as it looks. Remember when LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade joined forces? The first half of the season that they were together in Miami, it was also a mess. In fact, LeBron reportedly wanted Eric Spoelstra fired. And Pat Riley said, no, work it out. But the Bucks are not that patient. I just can't get over how the coaches, in many cases, become scapegoats when the front office, I mean, think about David Tepper in Carolina. The front office is the is responsible for putting him in this position in the first place. He was there before Damian Lillard. They hand him an older group of guys, early to mid-30s in terms of their star power and their core. It's going to take a little time for him as a brand new head coach, and he did have Giannis's 100% full endorsement, to find his style, to find his voice. They win 30 of their first 43 games, and yet the front office deems the Bucks not championship worthy. Oh. Well, how would you know? And how do you know that at some point in the second half of the season, it might look different? Not every team, and gosh, the Bucks are second place in the East and they're 3.5 games back of the Celtics. But not every team starts out as number one and remains number one all the way through. It just doesn't work that way. Most teams don't start the season, any season, ready to win a championship. There's always some adversity. There's always some potholes, some pitfalls. In fact, most teams need adversity to actually reveal what they're made of and what the locker room is all about. What kind of character is in there? What kind of leadership is there? They won 30 of their first 43 games. But the front office has determined it will require an experienced head coach. You mean like the one they fired? It will require an experienced head coach to get this team to the next level. Wow. It's a sliding scale. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I was thinking about this with Sean McDermott too. And there's some fans, vocal Bills fans, and I don't think it's the majority, but some who wanted Sean McDermott fired because they ran into that brick wall that is the Chiefs yet again. Except doesn't Sean McDermott deserve credit for the 6-game winning streak that they went on to go from life support, floundering, about to miss the playoffs altogether, to then winning the AFC East title again and making it to the point at which they were hosting the divisional game? Not to mention it was a 3-point loss. And I know it was disappointing. I mean, the Bills did not finish strong in that game. I get it. But how come Sean McDermott doesn't also get credit for leading them on that rally late in the season? I mean, you blame him. Many people blame him for the fact that they lost. Why doesn't he get credit for the wins? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are walking down memory lane, sort of. In some cases, just a step or two. In other cases, it's decades. But in light of the fact that Adrian Griffin was fired 43 games into his first season as the Milwaukee Bucks head coach, 30 of them wins, we're asking you to recall the most ill-fated coaching hires in pro sports history. As in doomed from the start. I've got a bad feeling about this. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, I will say that I'm getting a bunch of Cleveland responses. And since many of you who are listening now didn't hear the beginning of the show, you will be pleased to know that I already went through, and many of these were just by memory, though I couldn't have told you what order they were in. The Browns head coaching carousel that included Eric Mangini, Rob Chudzinski, Mike Pettin, Hugh Jackson. Did he win one game? One game as head coach? They made some really dumb decisions.
If you don't wear brown and orange, you don't
Freddie
matter.
Oh, Freddie Kitchens. That's right. We talked about him earlier. Thank you, Jay. So Cleveland's had its fair share. Good for Kevin Stefanski. He has defied the pattern and reversed the trend. And then many of you have pointed to some of the college guys who stunk it up in the NFL. Urban Meyer, that was never going to work out. We should have known when Tim Tebow was brought in to audition as a tight end. Now, granted, they had a special relationship, and there's no harm in a guy trying out, whatever. But that was one piece. And then the whole mess with the Thursday night game, I think it was in Cincinnati, and he ends up staying behind after a painful loss. I think his team got the Bengals rallied in the fourth quarter. Don't quote me on that. But he stays behind and gets caught in a compromising position in an adult establishment. What is wrong with you?
We had a comment before on our post. Someone said the Jaguars would have had a better shot if Tim Tebow was the coach and Urban Meyer had tried out for the tight end spot. Just based on that situation.
Right. He didn't even last the season. And honestly, here's the sucky part. And I don't know exactly what's happening in Milwaukee. Oftentimes, an assistant coach gets promoted to interim. Like, for instance, with Antonio Pierce in Las Vegas. Good for him getting an opportunity. But the sucky part is that most of Urban Meyer's staff was wiped out, including a friend of ours, who's been a longtime assistant coach in the NFL and since then has been unable to find another gig. I mean, that's the part that sucks, is sometimes your antics as a head coach cost other people and other families their jobs. So ill-fated coaching hires, that's what we're after. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too, we're getting them from all sports. We're getting them from college and pros, and you all are cracking us up in some cases. I had forgotten all about Rex Ryan with the Bills. That predated Sean McDermott, right? Forgotten all about that. Forgot about some of these others. Well, Josh McDaniels in Denver. Rick Pitino in Boston, I had forgotten because it's a repressed memory. But, yeah, you guys are crushing it. George O'Leary, I think, with Notre Dame is another one that's really popular. Matt Patricia with the Lions, also fresh in the memory of many Lions fans. So we're going to get back to those on Twitter and Facebook. We've taken a bunch of calls to 855-212-4227. Now, earlier, if you missed it, we had a chance to catch up with Steve Pfeiffer, who is a host at our Milwaukee affiliate, 1250 AM The Fan, or just 1250 The Fan. And we asked him, producer Jay, tell me where we're starting this. You just tell me.
We are starting what went wrong.
Where did it go wrong? We're trying to get the inside details about what went wrong and why the plug got pulled on Adrian Griffin so quickly. Now, the majority of this interview you'll be able to get on our podcast, but wanted you to hear his answer.
This is the thing, right? If I hire you to do a job and then I tell you who you're going to hire to be around you and you don't know the people, you're really rolling the dice and you're saying two things. One, I don't trust you to hire your own people. And two, I really hope this works out between you and whoever the other person is, because if it doesn't, then, you know, it's probably going to be a mess. Well, that's what they did. They hired Adrian Griffin, who was of the final three that the Bucks ownership and front office picked out, was the only one that had no head coaching experience at that point. And it was Atkinson, the Golden State assistant, Kenny Atkinson. It was Nick Nurse and Adrian Griffin. Those were the final three that they apparently had Giannis talk to and so forth to see who he liked. Well, according to reports, he apparently does not like Nick Nurse and would not play for Nick Nurse. So he, again, according to reports, wanted to play for a guy that played in the league or whatever. So they went with Adrian Griffin. But then they told Adrian Griffin, you're going to have Terry Stotts, the former Bucks head coach, former Portland Trailblazers head coach, Damian Lillard's head coach. You're going to be his right-hand guy. You're going to have him. They didn't know each other, had no idea, never met, whatever, no clue. Well, guess what happened? Now training camp comes, and before the season even starts, they're in preseason or whatever, and they have a falling out in a practice, according to a report from The Athletic, where Adrian Griffin wanted the coaches to come together, according to the report. Terry Stotts wanted to talk to Giannis and Milton a little. He yelled for him. Stotts ignored him. He continued talking to him, according to the report. And then Griffin got really mad that he wasn't coming over. And then shortly thereafter that, Terry said, I'm out. This isn't for me. I'm stepping aside. And he leaves. So then they play the season. And again, they get off to a pretty good start. Defense has been an issue from the word jump, because Adrian Griffin is changing the defense to more of what they played in Toronto with Nick Nurse, more of a switching type defense. And right away, the players went to him and said, we don't like Brook Lopez, our center, playing this style of defense. He's got to play more drop defense to play more to his strengths and so forth. So Adrian Griffin said, fine, we'll do that. So it's been a kind of a give and go. They get Damian Lillard. Him and Giannis, that pick and roll thing has not really materialized at any point.
Right.
The usage rate for Damian Lillard has dropped way off compared to where it was in Portland, which you knew was going to drop off some because he's playing with Giannis now, but it dropped off significantly. And it's 7 minutes less than what Giannis is getting on a night-to-night basis. So that's an issue. Apparently Lillard was struggling with what they were trying to do on offense to begin with. The defense has been a mess the entire time. So as the report in The Athletic goes, from Sham Sharanian, Eric Name, that in the in-season tournament, when they lost to Indiana, apparently after that, they went to Adrian Griffin and said, Doc Rivers, he's in the TV booth. Yeah, he's going to be your consultant going forward for the rest of the season.
My gosh.
Doc, meet Adrian Griffin. Adrian Griffin, meet Doc. Guys, get used to working together. Doc's going to help you be a coach the rest of the year. I believe on that day, Adrian Griffin was essentially fired. Because on that day, that's when they decided Adrian Griffin cannot do this, and we're going to have somebody else come in. And if this doesn't work and he can't figure this out, then Doc is going to have the benefit of having however many days it takes for us to figure out if he can do it or not. In this case, it's been about 30 or so. Now Doc knows everything because he's been watching every game since then, has an idea of what they're running, what works, what doesn't work, has a good idea of what their personnel can and cannot do. So now you give Doc Rivers a job. He walks in. He knows everything there is to know about this team. He's had a month to study them and can implement what he thinks needs to be fixed, and away they go. And that's how this whole thing works out. And, you know, I don't know. You can look at this however you want. To me, it's a little wrong, I guess, in my opinion, how this whole thing played out. Because if you didn't trust Adrian Griffin and you didn't think he should do a job, then he never should have been in your final three that you essentially brought to Giannis to let him pick. You should have went with a more proven head coach in that final three, and instead you screwed this up. And now, you know, fans are all upset because they think Giannis screwed this up by picking Adrian Griffin. But in reality, the ownership and front office screwed this up by having Adrian Griffin in their final three to begin with.
Mm. Well, and handcuffing him to different people that he didn't know and didn't have a relationship with. Steve Pfeiffer is with us from Milwaukee talking about this crazy twist in the Bucks season, even as they sit in the top three in the Eastern Conference. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Here's the question that came to my mind as I'm reading all of this, and of course you're telling it from a Bucks perspective. If you wanted a veteran head coach, A, why fire Mike Budenholzer? And B, why not just hire Doc Rivers from the beginning?
Right. The Doc Rivers point is a good one. I don't know. The Budenholzer point, again, going back to Eric Name and The Athletic, the Bucks beat writer, for them, when Budenholzer was let go, there was an in-depth piece that he wrote that pretty much hinted at the fact that the year they went on to win that NBA title, remember they were playing the Nets, and the TNT crew, Barkley and Kenny Smith and those guys, were killing Mike Budenholzer in that series for pretty much not knowing what he was doing, just absolutely killing his coaching style. Well, they figure out how to get through that series. They go on to beat the Hawks. Trae Young got hurt. They go winning the championship against Phoenix. But apparently, everybody within the organization was mad at Bud as far as how that series was going. And if they would have lost that series, according to this report, he was gone. He wasn't going to be back the following year. They were done. And he wins a title, so now they stick with him for a couple more years because he won a title. And then they finally said, okay, enough is enough. We've kind of worn out this whole thing here. With this group of players, we need a new voice. So they decided to go in a different direction at that point. Mike Budenholzer has been criticized his entire career for not making adjustments in the postseason and losing playoff series because of being stubborn and not knowing how to adjust. So not being a great playoff coach outside of a one run. What is Doc Rivers known for exactly? The exact same thing, getting out-coached in playoff series and choking away leads in playoff series and costing themselves outside of one run early on with Boston. So you get rid of Bud, you make a mistake with Griffin, and now you're going to replace him with Doc, who essentially has the same flaws as Bud does when it comes to the playoffs.
There is more with Steve Pfeiffer, so make sure you check it out on our podcast. Adrian Griffin, though, fired after 43 games, and as you can imagine, the reaction around the NBA was interesting. It is hazardous to your health to be a coach in pro sports. But there are some hires that we could see it coming a mile away, maybe 10. Ill-fated coaching hires. What are the ones that you'll never forget? David on Twitter says David Blatt with the Cavs. Oh, yeah, we used that example earlier. The second LeBron made his choice to go back to Cleveland, that one was DOA. That hire was DOA. And then Tim, Nathaniel Hackett with the Broncos. I almost feel badly for the guy. I mean, the whole Russell Wilson fiasco, what a mess. Sometimes it's actually not even the coach's fault. It's like the situation they were put in, it was toxic. It was combustible. It was never going to work out. Much of you are saying Mike Ditka with the Saints, the only thing he did with the entire organization was trade away everyone to get Ricky Williams. I'm sorry, I know these aren't funny, but if we don't laugh, we'll cry. Okay, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
JamesAllen.com is the online destination to easily design a customized engagement ring and save up to 50% compared to traditional stores. You pick a diamond, whether it's lab-created or earth-created, James Allen has over 200,000 conflict-free stones. Then you pick your ring setting and metal. And if you need some help, they have real-time diamond consultations available where an expert can walk you through it all. Get 25% off your order at JamesAllen.com code podcast. That's JamesAllen.com code podcast.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
44-yard attempt from the right hash. Snap by Ferguson, hold by Martin, kick by Bass is on the way. And it is no good. No good, wide to the right.
The kick is unsuccessful. Kansas City will next snap at the 34-yard line. First down.
Big time miss by Bass. He struggled a week ago.
Watching the kick on replay, it just went wide the whole way. It never came back.
Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
You came to the right place always. After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Continue with the ill-fated coaching hires, the worst coaching marriages in sports history. 855-212-4227. Happy hump day to you. It's our hump show, middle show of the work week. And speaking of coaching, hiring, and firing, there is, I think, a small faction of Bills Mafia who would like to see Sean McDermott replaced, except that's not how Brandon Bean sees it.
There wasn't anything in those games where you're going, man, he really botched this or he botched that. You have to look at the whole picture of those things. I think Sean did a really good job. And I think if he hadn't have done a good job or he had lost this team, I think I spoke to you guys and I said, we'll find out the character of this team and really, you know, how much they believe in their head coach. And, you know, we won every game until we lost on Sunday here.
That's validation. And, of course, Sean McDermott was sitting right next to him, and he was asked, how do the Bills fix these issues and get over the hump?
This is not a situation where you strip it down to the studs, you start all over. I mean, we've done a lot of good things, and the players have done a lot of good things. I think you really start with understanding the success that we've had and how we've gotten it. And then you make tweaks along the way to try and get ourselves to become world champions.
Ooh, you can say it. You can say all the right words, but it's entirely another thing to do it. And the GM, Brandon Bean, he was talking about the same thing.
There's no perfect solution here. You have to keep working. You have to learn every year, and you're constantly making decisions off of what you learn. Learn about yourself, learn about certain players, learn about situations in games, experiences. But the Chiefs, what is it, 5, 6 years in a row have been in the AFC Championship? Like, they're not going anywhere either. I just mentioned Cincinnati. Baltimore's the number one seed. Like, there's a lot of teams in the AFC, so not everybody can make it. And we're going to keep fighting, but I can't sit up here and guarantee you, oh, yes, we have this magic answer, and now we're going to the AFC Championship next year or we're going to the Super Bowl. But I can tell you we know what it takes. We do. We have to execute.
Well, does that include Stephon Diggs? Also a popular name, and I would say maybe a bit of a popular scapegoat these last few days because people are upset that his role really fell off.
He's a number one receiver. You know, that's, I firmly believe that. I'm not wavering off of that. I think teams, listen, we have to continue to put weapons out there to keep teams from bracketing him or, you know, locking him down in different ways to take him away. They know you're going to want him. So Steph can still play. I'm sure he would love to have that, you know, that deep ball again. He'd be the first to tell you. He's super competitive. He's going to work his tail off this offseason. And you know, that's – I know there's various reasons or questions on this or his production, all that, but I still see Steph as a number one receiver.
A lot of question marks, of course. It is always this way when you fall short of expectations. But to a man, they all say the window, quote unquote, is still open. You need that success, though, right? In the Super Bowl, that's how you validate all of this work and all of these iterations of the team.
That's what I go to bed thinking about in terms of taking another step, really two steps. I'm pretty goal-oriented, and the ultimate goal is winning a world championship. And doing that for Bills Mafia, doing that for Terry and Kim, doing that for people in Western New York, that winning mindset. And that's what this is all about. That's what you saw from our team when we sat at 6-6, and we were able to rally and get to where we got to this year.
It's such an interesting dichotomy when you think about what's happening around the NFL right now and you hear from the various coaches, Sean McDermott and others who are doing their exit interviews, although Sean and Todd Bowles and their exit interviews have decidedly different tones, right? Because the Bucs exceeded expectations, even internally, according to our NFC South insider, whereas the Bills fell woefully short, even though they almost missed the playoffs or, you know, 6 weeks to go, they weren't even going to defend their AFC East title. Just all about perspective and also your journey. But then you think about what Andy Reid is talking about these days and the kind of questions he's answering. Well, it's not just the Ravens. I mean, life is good when you're talking about your star tight end's brother and how he's shirtless in a booth, I guess not a booth, what is it, a suite, jumping into the stands in Buffalo and freezing his rear end off, but entertaining the masses.
My wife saw him, so she took pictures with him. I saw the pictures. So,
did he have a shirt on when she saw him?
No shirt on. No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no. Listen, he's the best. He's a great kid. Great father. That's probably the thing I'm most proud of him for, because he's got a great wife and kids and everything. So he's done a nice job with that.
His wife was there, and she found him highly amusing. You know, he works really hard. These guys have to be so disciplined in season. I can understand just wanting to let it all hang out. And I do love the fact that these two brothers support each other. Have not yet heard the New Heights podcast for this week, so anxiously awaiting that. One more, and this also comes from the AFC, the Ravens. I love this from John Harbaugh. You may have heard this story as Michigan was winning the college football national championship. It was told on the broadcast about where the phrase, "Who has it better than us? Nobody," comes from. Well, John Harbaugh, whose Ravens will be hosting the AFC championship, he told the story this week of what he was doing the last time Baltimore, now it was the Colts then, but Baltimore hosted a conference title game in the early 70s.
We were in Iowa. My dad just took a job at the University of Iowa to coach a secondary. Yeah. That's when we lived in that little house on Tallren Court. And we didn't have a car half the time. Sometimes we had a car, sometimes we didn't. You know, so when we had a car, we got a ride to school. We didn't have a car, we were walking, you know. That's when Dad would say, "Who's got it better than us?" We'd say, "Everybody with a car," you know. Said, "No, you don't understand the value of walking. You know, nobody's got it better than you."
I love that. I love the Harbaughs. I think they're good for football.
Nobody's got it better than the Ravens.
Nobody's got it better than the Wolverines, or nobody's got it better than Michigan. It's an easy thing to say right now. Pretty cool.
Not perfect. It's not pretty sometimes, usually, but it is us.
They're both great quotes. And a long tenured coach now in Baltimore. Man, he's a fossil, John Harbaugh, and yet still enjoys it, still having a great time, and potentially getting back to a Super Bowl now and maybe a second ring. Wow. You know what's interesting, Producer Jay? When we talk about the best coaches in, I don't want to say in history, but like the best coaches in the Super Bowl era, the best coaches even in the last generation, how often does anyone say John Harbaugh? Not very,
no,
right?
No. You have to get pretty deep into the conversation for him to come up.
Always Bill Belichick, of course. That makes sense. No one's doubting that. Others, people will say, I think Mike Tomlin's a great coach. People will talk about him. Trying to think who else people would put out there
just
right
best
now.
Football coaches or just coaches
in
general?
Like in the, no, like NFL coaches in recent years, right? I mean, Joe Gibbs is one that people talk about because of his days in Washington.
Maybe like a Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, maybe. Tom Coughlin, yeah. Maybe.
But Harbaugh's better than him,
Super Bowl winners, right? And yet, how often do people say, "Oh, John Harbaugh, he's one of the best coaches in the NFL"?
It doesn't.
No.
Maybe because it's one of those where, although the Belichick would be the same thing. I mean, Harbaugh, where you're not appreciating it because it's still in the moment, maybe. Like, you don't feel like it's done. You feel like there's still this huge window for him to still go get.
You think? Or do you think he's been overshadowed?
I don't know.
In the AFC North alone, do you think he's been overshadowed?
There, it seems like the Ravens are there every year. So,
honestly, who else would you say are the best coaches in the NFL? I mean, it changes so rapidly.
Where do you put Dan Campbell on that list? I mean, does he crack the top
right
10,
now?
Top 5? Right,
I mean, friggin' a year ago, Brian Daboll was the coach of the year.
That's right.
It changes so fast in the NFL. It's one of those not for long. It truly is. But yeah, you don't often hear about John Harbaugh, even though he's not only is he tenured, but he's got as much job security as you possibly can, because Steve Bisciotti doesn't want to make changes, similar to Mike Tomlin with Pittsburgh. They don't like to do coaching hires and fires. He's had, what, two GMs in his entire time as the owner of the Ravens? Yeah, and he could, I'm not saying he will, but he could end up coaching in another Super Bowl now. Having shot
got
another
a tremendous
ring.
Relationship with his MVP quarterback.
Yeah. And he talks about the renewed kind of energy and excitement, passion he has for the game because of Lamar Jackson. So, but I give him credit. He's had to morph from your more traditional pocket passing offense with Joe Flacco. Oh, hi, Joe. And now he'd had to completely retool. He's had a different offensive coordinator this year, and yet he just has a blast.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan gets put immediately on that list?
He should, except the problem with Kyle Shanahan.
But he should.
Has he gone through more than this year, one quarterback, in his entire tenure in the Bay Area? Is this his second season with one quarterback all the way through? They've had so many coaching injuries.
Injuries and Garoppolo.
They just haven't. That's the issue. They've come up so short because of injuries so often. But this could be the year, too. Could you imagine if he finally gets the ring as the head coach? I know he was the OC with Atlanta, but
I think it'd be a good game between those two.
It could be. You're right. It could end up being those top two seeds. But all I can think of is, wow, it would be a rematch of sorts of 2013, which is our first year here at CBS Sports Radio. So I'd be having flashbacks.
A decade later.
Well, even more than that, but yeah. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, the most ill-fated coaching hires. These are like Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. Humphries? Jenkins?
Humphries.
I mean, I got to go back and look at the number of days. It was 47 days? 37 days?
I can get that total.
Yeah, look, I think you should look it up really quickly. So whether it's Twitter or it's Facebook, our phone number 855-212-4227. Really, Kim Kardashian in any of her marriages? It kind of feels appropriate, but that one might have been the shortest.
72 days.
Oh, shoot. I cut them so woefully off halfway through.
She had had enough.
I didn't give them enough credit. I don't know. Maybe he had enough.
No, it says she had enough.
Oh.
Yeah. They get to Italy for their honeymoon, and right when they land, she's like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. So.
What are you reading?
TMZ? You know, tabloids. Okay. BuzzFeed.
Don't believe everything you read. Get it bookmarked. It's After Hours with Amy Long.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois. Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
It's on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's always surprising when, see someone get fired, especially with a record like that. I think they're 30 and 13 or something. But I've seen stuff. David Blatt got fired from Cleveland, you know, whatever it was, 8 years ago. I think he had a similar record. This is a very difficult league for coaches and players. There's not much job security. I know Griff is really well respected around the league, and so hopefully he'll get another chance because he's got a great basketball background and foundation and the respect of his peers. But it's yet another reminder this is a pretty tough business.
It's unfortunate. It's the sad part of the business. Good man, good coach. You hate to see it, but that's our reality.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voices of Steve Kerr and Tom Thibodeau. Now, Steve has not necessarily experienced this as a coach. He's got a lot of stability and certainly job security with the Golden State Warriors. Thibodeau definitely has. This is a guy who himself has had a kind of weird journey with some stops and starts and one step forward and two steps back. And he's all in on basketball, right? He's got a lot of experience now, but it's a guy who could speak to this personally. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and we're asking you about the most ill-fated coaching hires and the worst coaching marriages, the ones that were doomed from the start. So we'll take a few more of those on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also, Matthew is chastising me on Twitter because I did not mention Andy Reid, and he's right. We should have mentioned Andy Reid among the best coaches in the NFL. And the funny part was, we were just listening to Andy talk about a shirtless Jason Kelsey and then moved on to John Harbaugh and somehow did not mention Andy. Yes, absolutely, Andy Reid deserves. Not only is he one of the longest tenured coaches in the league now, but he deserves to be recognized as one of the best. Had a Super Bowl appearance with the Eagles, right? And able to win a couple of rings as a head coach now. I think he won a ring with the Packers, if I remember correctly, as an assistant coach. Pretty sure he has a ring from his time as an assistant coach, just not, don't quote me on that. Might not be the Packers. See, sometimes this information all blends together. Jay, what are you looking at me for?
Thought I had it, but I don't. I saw two Super Bowls, and I'm like, oh, of course, the Chiefs.
But. Duh. Okay, I'm going to go and look while we listen to your choice for TD of the week.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
One man to beat ten. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Touchdown! Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the five. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown!
The people have spoken, and one score stands above the rest. Here is your TD of the week. The Detroit Lions.
Jared leans in. There's the snap. Jared back. Jared looks. Jared throws right side. It is caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared Goff with the delivery. 14 with a catch. And the Lions with an extra point can double up their lead with 6:22 to play.
Man, Dan, look. He's dropping dimes, nickels, quarters. Jared is dropping it all out the other day. Beautiful pass from number 16.
What a drive by the Detroit Lions that time. What a drive when they needed it.
Look back and see, you know, where we started to where we are now. It's cool. It's cool to see. It's definitely, you know, you told me my rookie year, you're going to be in the NFC Championship in 2 years. I don't know if I would believe you, but we're here now. It's right in front of us. We got a chance to do something special. We got to keep going.
Amon-Ra St. Brown caught that touchdown from Jared Goff. And boy, they went on a tear in the second half against the Buccaneers. I know it was Derek Barnes, who, by the way, is a brand new father. Just became a dad on January 9th. I saw that on NFL Network. Anyway, he was the one who kind of slammed the door on the Bucs. But to see the way that the Lions scored three touchdowns on three consecutive drives in the second half was also really impressive. Dan Miller, I love it, calls him Jared, on Lions radio. And just as a follow-up, always go with your first answer. Of course, Andy Reid worked with Brett Favre in Green Bay and did win a Super Bowl ring as a member of that offensive coaching staff. You all are sending us your ill-fated coaching responses. Amy on Twitter, Nathaniel Hackett for Denver. He was hired to try to draw in Aaron Rodgers, and it was a huge fail. Oh, yes. Harry on Twitter, Dave Campo comes in to follow Barry Switzer with the Dallas Cowboys. I forgot all about Dave Campo. Oh, my gosh. Ted says Ted Turner, the Atlanta Braves, and Lane Kiffin of Tennessee. Goodness, there's so many. Jay's trying to retweet them from our show account, After Hours CBS, but it's hard to keep up with all of them. So many great answers.
Is it fair to put Steve Nash in there?
No, it's not fair to put Steve Nash in there.
It was doomed from the start. It was good at the start.
Don't you remember what Katie and Kyrie said? Well, really, on any given day, we can all of us be head coaches.
Well, right.
Oh, he was hung out to dry.
It was doomed from the start.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Okay, maybe it was. Maybe we should have known because it was KD and Kyrie that he was never going to be able to command the respect. They were never really going to listen to him.
And they didn't.
No, they didn't. Right in the middle of all of these coaching answers, by the way, this question from Curtis. Have you ever eaten octopus?
I saw that. It came in too late. Have you?
I have, actually. In Mexico, it's delicious. I love love it. The Chargers, by the way, continue to hire and fire and hire and fire. And this cracks me up. The Raiders have hired the recently fired Chargers general manager, Tom Telesco. Oh my gosh, is that incestuous in the AFC West?
A little bit. A little bit.
It's a little bit. We're going to end on this note. We're going to have to save the Anthony Rendon for later in the week. It's funny. You know what? We should use it for a Facepalm Friday when we're wrapping up on Friday morning. Last weekend's divisional round playoff games averaged, you guys, they averaged 40 million viewers on TV and digital. Highest numbers on record going back to the late 80s. The game between the Chiefs and the Bills on Sunday evening, it averaged 50 million freaking viewers. I told you it was going to be a mammoth number.
That was beautiful.
50 million on average. Jay, it peaked. It peaked at 56.25 million viewers. Most watched TV show since last year's Super Bowl.
It's going to get beaten.
Oh, it's crazy. It's After Hours. Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus, just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.